From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Toyota says it knows what to do to fix millions of vehicles being recalled for those sticky and potentially dangerous gas pedals. NPR's Frank Langfitt says the automaker released details of how it plans to proceed a short time ago.
Well, what they're going to do is send these small steel reinforcement bars to dealers beginning today. And just looking at the diagram that they gave us, it looks like it's maybe an inch or an inch and a half long. It's not very big. It's a small thing. And what they say this is going to do is eliminate excess friction that's been causing pedals to stick in what Toyota says are rare instances. Now, dealers are going to be working extra hours. Some are going to be open 24 hours a day to get this done because we're talking about 2.3 million vehicles just here in the U.S.
NPR's Frank Langfitt. Toyota is recalling more than 4 million vehicles total worldwide. Dealers should begin receiving parts later this week. President Obama's latest budget is being released today, and it forecasts a record deficit of more than $1.5 trillion. NPR's Andrea Seabrook explains.
It's the highest deficit in history, and President Obama plans to tackle it in several different ways. There's the three-year partial spending freeze he announced in his State of the Union address, a new fee on the country's biggest banks that benefited from the TARP bank bailout, also allowing a raise in taxes on households that make more than $250,000 a year, and cutting tax benefits for oil, coal, and natural gas companies. The budget proposal also boosts funds in some ways. K-12 education would see a big jump, along with civilian research and development. And the money is there for the president's jobs proposal as well, to give small businesses a tax credit for every new employee they hire. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.
Pentagon officials are unveiling a budget of $708 billion that focuses on the continued wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and prepares for the likely challenges of the near future, counterterrorism, and guerrilla wars. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
The Pentagon budget for next year will focus on people and equipment needed for small wars. That includes doubling the number of drone aircraft called the Predator, which is now being used to drop bombs in both Pakistan and Afghanistan, and more money for special operations forces like the Green Berets. The military wants to create about 3,000 more commandos next year. To get commandos and other soldiers where they need to be, the Pentagon will buy more helicopters like the Black Hawk and train more pilots. The Pentagon wants to train 1,500 helicopter pilots per year by 2012. Looking to future threats, the Pentagon budget includes the creation of a cyber command to guard against countries attacking Defense Department networks. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
A suicide bombing in Iraq today has killed at least 41 people. More than 100 others were wounded. This is NPR News. NATO says a bombing in Afghanistan has killed a member of the U.S. military. Further details were not released, though there has been fierce fighting in the south of the country of late. NATO and Afghan forces say they killed at least 7 militants during a gun battle earlier today. Nearly 30 U.S. troops died in Afghanistan in January. That's more than double the number for the same month last year. The Pakistani army says it's investigating reports that a Pakistani Taliban leader has died from wounds sustained in a drone missile attack 2 weeks ago. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Pakistani television has reported that Pakistan Taliban leader Hakimullah Massoud was buried on Friday in a Rokhsar agency, the tribal area where he had formed a base. The news, which has not been independently verified, has renewed speculation about the fate of the man, who is the number one target of Pakistan's army. It mounted an offensive against him in South Waziristan last fall. Massoud is also thought to be behind the suicide attack on a CIA base in northern Afghanistan in December. Massoud's predecessor was killed in a U.S. drone attack in August, setting off what observers believed was a power struggle inside the group. The Taliban has rejected the reports of Massoud's death, saying he is alive and safe. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Beyonce was the big winner at last night's Grammy Awards in Los Angeles. She won 6 Grammys, the most by a female artist in one night. Her song Single Ladies won for Song of the Year. Country pop artist Taylor Swift took home 4 Grammys. Her album Fearless won for Album of the Year. This is NPR News from Washington.